This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, here we are, another opportunity for us to dig into the world of News Talk Radio. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, or a review of the top 10 items this week as posted on the website at talkers.com. It's their research that gets done that we talk about, and we post also on our DJV social media, Facebook, Twitter, etc., etc., etc. So the charts are for the week of July 5th. How about I try that again? 5th to the 9th. And there are some stories that have been in the top 10 for a long time and some new ones as well. The people list will get to as much of this as we can during this hour. I'm going to quickly go through the list, and then I want to pick out a few things for us to dig into. The heat wave and the situation with the weather, number 10 this week, and I've certainly on the DJV program talked about the consequences that we can expect from, and I'm talking, I guess, all the availability of food, how much it's going to cost, all of that stuff. So that's a part of our discussion there. At number 9, our relationship with the Chinese and the Russians. At number 8, the mayoral race in New York. At number 7, the immigration situation, southern border, etc. Race relations and theories about race, etc. Number 6, the condo collapse. Number 5, the economy. Number 4, Trump and his social media problems. Number 3, the Grand Ole Party and January 6th. And COVID is number 1. And the people on the list, we'll talk about them as we go through it. I actually wanted, ladies, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner with me. The Surfside death toll, is it over? Can we be confident that 64, but 76 people are still missing at this point, right? So the number can keep going up. Where are they finding these people? I thought they'd gone through.
I think they were hoping that... Remember when they collapsed a part of the condo? They did that last weekend, early in this week. And they collapsed a part that was still standing. It allowed them to get to pieces of the wreckage where they thought it was possible, where the floors collapsed and the floor kind of collapsed down, that they would be able to find people who might have found a pocket. Mm. But according to reports, everything just fell flat, one on top of the other. And they were able to find some bodies, but they were not able to find any survivors. So this week, I think it might have been Wednesday, the mayor said, we are no longer doing a search and rescue effort. We are now in a recovery mode, meaning that the hope for survivors, which went well over 14, 15 days, ended. But what was stunning about that story, and this is why it's so important to thank the police, the fire, the first responders, when you see them this weekend, is that they didn't leave. They were told to go home and get some rest and to come back since it was no longer a search and rescue effort. They wouldn't go. And so they keep looking and they keep digging. And, you know, I can't imagine what they're going through. I know we can't compare it to 9/11, but the type of wreckage that they're having to deal with is very similar. And that has to be taking a human toll on the people who are digging through it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, and the people who are expecting, you're not going to find any remains in that rubble unless it's somebody's finger or an arm or something like that. So.
Really?
You get to the point of just what do you gain by continuing to look under the circumstances? And then there is the discussion of what other dangers are there in that area, other buildings that are like it, or buildings up and down the coast of Florida, or all around Florida, or all the way up and down the coast, wherever there's a beach, is there a jeopardy? And will that diminish the value of condos in the near future? Probably not. People are, I guess, creatures of habit, and they like to be on the water. I know I do. Would that affect your ability to be excited about getting into a building that might collapse? And how do you know? Do an investigation before you buy into some of these buildings. Whether they're new or old doesn't make any difference. Find out how they were built and what's underneath them. That would be something that I'd ask. And a lot of real estate people probably don't even know the answer to that, but something worth consideration. All right, let's explore. Oftentimes we try to get to all the top ten. Let's take the top five this week, ladies, and see what we can do with the information and conversation about them on News Talk Radio. So number five is the condo. Number four is the economy and the situation. I think that there is an argument to be made that the economy is suffering at the moment from a lack of competition. Can't get a car, so you pay the price for whatever you can get. When you go to the restaurants, you pay exorbitant prices because either they're trying to make up for what they lost over the past year and a half, or the understanding is clear that the price of food, everything related to agriculture, is going to go sky high because of the heat wave in the Northwest and the weather, the pounding that the East Coast is taking, and the even through the Midwest with rain, and more rain. So this is something that whether it fuels inflation, I don't see how it cannot fuel inflation. But in terms of the competition, I noticed that the president has been out and about this week trying to figure out how we can encourage people, businesses and so forth, competition, the taxes. I don't understand. It sounds like he's talking out of both sides of his mouth, because adding more taxes to businesses isn't going to help businesses survive. It's going to kill more businesses. Whether they're big or small doesn't make any difference. So what about the hiring of people? People hiring can't find workers. So that's a problem in and of itself, isn't it? The government is still paying people to not work, although I think pretty much isn't that over by the end? Is it all? Everything's over now, right?
It depends.
All the welfare is over.
State by, no, it's not over. It's still going on in California until September.
Well,
yeah, September?
California.
September?
It's not just California, though. There are other states who are still offering it.
Well, until September?
Yeah.
With all these jobs? I think New Jersey, with very specific, you can't just get an extra $300 a week anymore, I think in New York and New Jersey, unless you're, you know, really meeting specific criteria. So I'm not sure. But in general, like if you file for unemployment and then they just tack on the extra $300 or whatever it is per state, I think a lot of states have ended that at the end of June.
Ohio got rid of it, but now there's a lawsuit against them to try to bring it back because people want it. Maryland is extending theirs. Indiana has not extended theirs. It really depends state by state where you go. And some of them are being challenged legally about whether or not the states can get rid of it. So only 26 states have ended it. Let's see if – I don't even think New Jersey's on the list, actually. Louisiana, Arizona, Maryland, Tennessee, Montana, Oklahoma – Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Ohio, South Carolina, South Dakota, Texas, Utah, Alabama, Idaho, Indiana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, West Virginia, Wyoming, Missouri, Mississippi, Iowa, Alaska do not have it. All other states are not getting rid of it until September 6th.
Awful.
So if you didn't hear
That's
your state,
disgrace.
It's still going
That's
on.
That's disgusting.
But, yeah, I think it depends. But, yeah, I mean, in general, just giving people more
money. It's disgusting. Making a general statement that doesn't deserve a shot. I'm saying what's impractical for those of us who pay taxes is to be paying for people not to work. And frankly, as one American, I'm fed up with it. Frankly, all of this stuff is way counterproductive and not helping the economy. And there's other stuff that's in the hopper to make it easier. The cost of drugs has gone up through all of this. Drug companies and their greed taking advantage of the situation. Prices have gone bananas. Pharmaceutical companies just look at the television, listen to the radio, all the ads that are playing for all of this stuff. And then it's interesting, I see one of the tenets here is to allow you to buy hearing aids without a prescription, something that Trump started.
What?
But, yeah.
Sorry.
But but didn't
a little
get
hearing aid humor.
Right. Yes. Very good. Anyway, hospitals being transparent about billing, that hasn't really happened. And, you know, there's stuff like little things, the airlines refunding when they lose your bag. They charge, you know, they charge you $50 for a bag, right? When you travel, if you're allowed one bag or something, mm-hmm. depending on the ticket that you buy, and you pay $50, they lose your bag. They don't want to give you your money back.
No.
So, huh?
No, they won't give you your money back.
How does that get explained?
And they won't even acknowledge that they lost the bag. It's just been misplaced for the moment.
Yeah.
Right.
That was the last time I checked luggage. Now I am full on carry on.
I'm like, if you're going to send my luggage to Tahiti, at least let me go and pick it up. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is that we have this in the farming community. There's been a big to-do, and Trump has, Biden's come down on the side of farmers, thank heavens, with the right to repair. The big John Deere and all the other big AGCO, the big manufacturers of equipment, don't want you to repair your own equipment anymore. They've fixed it so that it's almost impossible for you to fix stuff that you buy. So I just say, why would you? What's the incentive to buy a new tractor or new equipment? And that hurts the economy. And they just made it, they're just so greedy. That's all there is to this. We're not going to allow you to fix your own equipment. What is that? Who thinks like that? There has been that move in the auto industry generally. You know, fix it so that you can't fix your car. Hello? What's that all about? 17 after the hour here, the Talk Radio Review.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I guess say this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
All right, there's something that's on, actually not on the list that we're all surprised isn't on the list, and that's the assassination of the leader of Haiti. So a couple of people, including some Americans, apparently have been arrested. What would be the motive of Americans killing the leader of Haiti? Any ideas? This guy was becoming a dictator.
Obviously, this is a group of people who are paid to do it. I think the reason there hasn't been much news about this is that, you know, people just write it off and go, well, Haiti, it's pretty corrupt. And it's surprising it didn't make it on this list and really didn't make it into the headlines all that much this week.
No.
But the group who killed him, the unidentified gunman and his wife, they claim to be DEA agents.
American DEA agents?
They were speaking Spanish and they attacked his resident, with... High caliber
21
weapons.
After the hour.
I don't know. honorary forest ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Nationwide, people are interested in what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, so every week has a companion piece to the official countdown show with Michael Harrison. The ladies from the DJV program and me, Doug Steffen, get together to go through the official list, the stories, the people, et cetera, et cetera. So we have Jay now, whose role in the program is certainly not one focus, but she is good at social media, so we gave her that title. So let's go to some of the thoughts that people are expressing and sharing this week about some of the issues that are on the charts. For example, at number 10, the weather situation. You asked people to comment on climate change, et cetera, whether it was real or fake. What'd you get back?
Michael Selby says it's real, but natural, not human-caused. Birch Willard chimes in with climate has
apparently
been changing
Victoria
for millennia.
Agree with that by the snicker.
To say that there's no human, I mean, come on, look what comes out
but
of your car.
That's his opinion. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I know, but it just it's crazy.
I mean,
to
I think the argument is that like the Ice Age ended without human beings and their cars driving past. So
yeah,
that's I mean, climate argument. Change has. Been
are we affecting it? Or are we contributing to it? Yep. Is it all us? No. That would be my read on. All right, we're interested in listeners. Go ahead, Jim.
And Melinda Stone actually covers what you guys just discussed. The debate is not over whether there is climate change. It's whether it is caused by man-made or whether any of the supposed solutions being put in place have impacted it. There needs to be an actual live, transparent debate between qualified individuals who can cite credible, verifiable sources.
Nah, there isn't going to be.
I know, but unfortunately so many people make money off of it.
Yeah, well, it's a big business.
It's also a money-making scheme for a lot of people. I mean, they're making a ton of cash. It's a big industry.
Yep.
Oh,
all right,
for sure. And Ken Stark agrees with that, saying it's a political power/money grab here. We have been warming since the Ice Age. Deal with it, he adds at the end.
We've had lots of ice ages in the history of the 4.5-5 billion years the planet's been in existence. There have been dozens of ice ages. The most recent one that has shaped the way kind of we are now, I think, was, 18,000 years ago? Something like that. That was the last ice age.
What was it like, Doug?
Fairly recently in terms of the history of the planet. Okay. Next, President Biden announced the plans to get more Americans vaccinated. What are people saying about that, Jay?
Susan Toller says it's a waste of time and resources. Unless you've been in a rabbit hole, Americans have been given every opportunity to be vaccinated.
I think that's kind of true, isn't it? I mean, they've been given every opportunity, but it hasn't worked, so do we need to find different ways of getting people to get the vaccination? we think it's important. Huh. All right, you got a couple of other comments here.
Yeah,
Susie
Laura
Ortiz.
Francis.
Who?
Susie Ortiz says it's a personal choice. Leave it that way. Mm-hmm. Laura Francis chimes in, no, he's crossing the line now. Time to impeach this administration.
People are so funny. Let's impeach everybody. Okay. The situation with Sha'Carri Richardson has gotten a lot of attention. So what do we have there?
Yeah, pretty much everyone agrees the rules need to be changed, but she did break the rules. Rules are rules. Melissa Zimmer says, I live in Eugene, Oregon, where the track meet took place. I know smoking marijuana is legal in the state. However, Sha'Carri Richardson needed to abide by the rules of the World Olympics Organization. They stated that marijuana is not a legal drug.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Chris Burton. I see some of the names here.
Chimes in. She knowingly broke the rule. Whether it's a dumb rule or not, it's not the point. She broke it and got caught. She's out.
And most people, I think, agree with that, don't they? Really, the rules are the rules.
Well, Sha'Carri said that, too.
Yeah, right. Okay. If our country were to retire the Star-Spangled Banner, this is 4th of July week, what do we use as a national anthem? What are people saying about that?
Larry Fuss has always thought America the Beautiful should be the national anthem. Sherry Chesties wants God Bless America. Nicole Oswell wants God Bless the USA. I like that one. I'm for that one, too. I back that one up.
Yeah.
Tish McCoy says, Toby Keith, courtesy of the red, white, and blue, should be the national anthem. It's a country song if you're not familiar with it.
You mean it's not? That's one of my favorites.
And then, of course, we have jokester Patrick Godfrey, who says Free Bird.
Yeah.
Free Bird. Why do I know that? What song?
Skinner.
Oh, Leonard Skinner. That's right. Okay. Yep.
The popular. What song do you want to hear? Free Bird. Whether it's Leonard Skinner's concert or not.
Yeah. 28 past the hour. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra-soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Sadness and misery, I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's, still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible. I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line. Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any 2-ink cartridges, including HP. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details and 720.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senators return to D.C. on Monday for their final 4 weeks of work before getting more time off. Some of the unfinished business, the infrastructure package. The bipartisan group that reached a framework with the White House before the 4th of July recess is still working on the bill. Of the 14 steps for a bill to become a law, the reconciliation bill hasn't even been drafted. Step 1. After delivering a scathing report on the current administration, President Trump at CPAC in Dallas, Texas over the weekend, says the goal is to take back the White House.
We will take back the House. We will take back the Senate. And then, after witnessing all that has gone wrong in our country in such a short period of time, with our borders, with our economy, with crime, we will take back that glorious White House.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
CPAC, a conservatives convention, took place over the weekend in Dallas, Texas. President Trump was the keynote speaker and had some harsh criticisms for the current administration.
Who would have thought this could have happened? Even Bernie Sanders is saying, I never thought this could happen. He's mild by comparison. In a matter of mere months, Joe Biden has brought our country to the brink of ruin. Right here in Texas, we are the epicenter of a border and migration crisis unlike anything anyone has ever seen before in the history of our country. At the same time, they have totally obliterated your energy industry. I told you.
Mr. Trump suggests disinformation from mainstream media is one of the biggest threats in America.
The Democrats know their policies on crime are so unpopular, so radical, so crazy. They are now trying to pretend they never led to defund the police movement in the first place. This information. We never said defund the police. You know who did it? The Republicans did it. That's what they do. It's called disinformation. How about Russia? Trump had to do with Russia. He loves Russia. He loves Putin. He loves everybody. Turned out to be the Democrats, right? After 2 years, they figured, gee. And after a while, people actually believe this stuff. But now they're saying defund the police. Well, we didn't say it. It was the Republicans. It's all disinformation. You have to be wise to it.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, it's our overview of News Talk Radio from the perspective of the DJV showers, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with the, I want to spend some time in Victoria's area of expertise, like we all have them. Hers is, among others, internet stuff, what's going on, what's in terms of technology. What the big stories of the week are. So these internet security issues, we had a couple of big examples. You want to talk about those for a few minutes, Victoria?
Well, the big story. Yeah, the big story of the week, obviously, was the ransomware attack. And so that hit right before the holiday weekend, right before the 4th of July. Kaseya is the company. They are an IT solutions company. It's believed that about 1 million computers were affected by this. This was far-reaching too. It wasn't just American companies. The residual effects, you know, if you were in, there was a whole grocery store chain in Sweden that couldn't take credit cards because they couldn't unlock their computers because of this ransomware attack. So it had they think about 1,000 businesses overall have been compromised because of it. And, you know, there was a demand from Revil, which is a Russian hacking group. They demanded $70 million in Bitcoin. They put out a very nice, flowery little statement. Give us $70 million in Bitcoin, and within an hour, everybody's back to normal. Like, it was so
nice.
Yeah, it was just very, very matter of fact, but, like, very friendly. everyone, you know, no one will have any issues. Within the hour, everyone will be back to normal, which a lot of cybersecurity experts are calling
BS.
Yeah, but they're calling BS on it, and they're like, yeah, so someone's going to give them 70 million Bitcoin, and they're not even the ones behind this. So, and that is the suspicion, so it's kind of an ongoing.
So, with regard to that, I thought it was interesting this week that Senator Warren of Massachusetts let's see, who's the, Gary Gensler from the Securities and Exchange Commission having a conversation in some the Q&A that happens to these committees. They get experts in and they ask them questions about this, that, and the other thing. The focus was on regulation, excuse me, of cryptocurrency and how people are getting screwed by it. People have lost $2 trillion, supposedly, and so one wonders, does the government need to be involved in that? She seems to be all over anyway. I think a couple of members of Congress as well. So do we need to regulate crypto?
Well, I think I think the conversation really is usually from a tax perspective, because it's, you know, it's not
another way
taxed
to get money for them
and
to waste
so,
from the federal government, yeah.
Right, and so people are making, you know, some people are making massive profits off of buying and selling Bitcoin, and there's no tax implication for it. So it's a lot of missed revenue.
Isn't that the case with things you buy online? Do you still not have to? I guess it depends on the state, right? If you buy things online from the various companies that sell things directly to you, one of the big things retailers used to talk about and complain about was that there were no tax consequences buying things online. Is that still the case?
No, they closed that loop. they didn't. Yeah, that used to be the case. Like, I'm in New Jersey, and everyone used to go into New York. You'd go to Bloomingdale's or Saks or whatever. You'd buy, you know, if you're buying expensive stuff, and you just have them ship it to Jersey so you wouldn't pay sales tax, they closed that loop, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it depends. You have to put in your zip code and where you're sending the stuff for the sales tax to be calculated.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, there's a... one of the things I was hoping we'd spend most of our time on the COVID stuff. There is something there. That's number one this week. We ought to probably spend a little time on the Delta variant and whether or not we need to have another shot. Is there a new booster that's going to be added to the vaccine list? What's the bottom line there?
Did you say there? No to the booster?
Didn't who say what?
I saw a headline this week saying that a booster wasn't going to be necessary at this time. I thought that was what was one of the big stories about.
Well, I think that they're...
Well, Pfizer's applying in August for
they want approval, right.
Yeah, for the third. Because it seems like Pfizer is looking a little further down the road, and I think they're seeing that we will need a booster because the way this variant, the Delta variant, is spreading.
I guess maybe the story is now, because I think there were some that believed that we needed it for the summer or the fall, but now they're saying it's probably more likely about 12 months from when you get the shot that you
right.
might need the booster.
Right. So that puts up most people, right? That puts us into next spring. Maybe, you know, my parents got their shots in February, late January, early February. So, yeah, they'll probably need a booster sometime in January, because you don't want to have anything over. You want to make sure it's overlapping. You don't want to just, like, you know, if you fall off the if they fall off the cliff with immunity and then you have to build it back up again, you know, yeah, there could be big holes there, and that's a concern.
Right. Okay. The Afghanistani withdrawal has gotten a lot of attention. President Biden late in the week talking about the U.S. military mission there, reinforcing that it will be over at the end of next month. He says the Taliban takeover is not likely. I'm not sure I'm buying that one.
I don't know about that.
I think it's probably highly likely, not highly unlikely.
It's already happening. The Taliban's already happening. I mean, look, I have said pretty consistently that I'm not against Biden in wanting to withdraw troops. I think that most people don't have an appetite for this, but... I just don't know if we should close down the entire base. And what they've done is that they've been very open about when they're going to move troops, when they're going to withdraw, when this is all going to be over. And I don't think that's the best policy, because you're kind of telescoping all the moves of the military, which can not only put them at risk, but also puts the country at risk. And you don't want to create the vacuum that was created by Obama in Iraq and in Syria, where ISIS kind of blew up. So there were a couple of issues that I had. One of them, he wouldn't take the mission accomplished moment, basically, where when we first went into Afghanistan, it was to get rid of Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda has been decimated. We should have taken the moment to say mission accomplished. Just from a public relations standpoint, I think that would be a good narrative for the world community to see, so it's not just an endless war. And I also think that we should have kept some access to that base in Afghanistan so that we could have access to it in case China gets out of control. This is our closest military base to China. And to pull out of it and allow the Taliban to just come in and take everything over, I think, is a huge mistake. Particularly when you find out that over the last few months, China has gotten into bed with Pakistan and with Afghanistan and have given them these loans, basically, given them a lot of money. And if they don't pay back on the projects that they're using for, like infrastructure, bridges and roads and stuff like that, then China owns them. So, I don't know. It's problematic from many levels, and I think that a withdrawal from nation building is appropriate. I think that's where people's appetite is, but a complete evacuation of an important military base is a problem.
I think the timing was interesting for, I don't know, I know no, we didn't talk about it on DJV. I don't know that it made a lot of international news, but Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of England, also announced this week that all of the British troops are out. And so it's the same, it's like everyone's leaving at the exact same time. And I'm not sure if that was coordinated or if, yeah, if that's, I mean, obviously this has been in the works for a while. I think Trump wanted to get the troops out as well. And this is not like a new thing. But, yeah, I mean, I would definitely be in favor of keeping some sort of presence. But I don't know. But maybe we will, and maybe this is sort of smoke and mirrors. I don't know.
Biden says the mission hasn't failed. Well, that's a ridiculous statement. It's complete disaster, complete failure, and all the men and women
that
lost their lives.
Well, the mission, though, like Jen just said, the mission was to get rid of Al-Qaeda, and we did.
Yeah, the mission, when it started, was to go find bin Laden. That was the mission. Al-Qaeda then became part of the ancillary...
Yes, and that's the point, is that we should be celebrating that as a narrative, that it was a win for the country. We got Al-Qaeda, we got bin Laden. Period, end of story. That's it. I don't think there should be hemming and hawing about, you know, whether it was a success or not. I feel like, I don't know, I don't know who does the messaging in that place.
The whole thing is, that's a good question. Messaging is an important...
And the fact that they picked September 11th as their end date, I mean, that would indicate victory for the people who loved seeing our country suffer on 9/11. I mean, just... Whoever comes up with this stuff, and I don't think it's Biden, I think it's whoever's around him. It needs, like, some serious PR 101.
Well, so if they're using September 11th as what?
The first date when Biden said, yeah, we're withdrawing the troops, he said September 11th, we will be out. Okay. And
I get that point, though, to sort of bookend it. I get it. But, I don't know.
Bookend it with September 12th. Don't give them the satisfaction of like a withdrawal on September 11th.
All right, we continue with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's the DJV overview called, I call it several different things, the righteous attack on reality sometimes. But it is our review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, continuing in a moment.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. but not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Forty-six after the hour, the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, a roundup of the stories courtesy of the DJ of the Years, which include Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. The COVID thing that's number one this week. The fact that Joe Biden says he's going to go door to door seemed to have, is that really, Joe's going to knock on your door and say, hey, please get a vaccine?
It's like Santa with the naughty and the nice list.
Right, exactly. Or the $10 million.
I also think that was a really poorly chosen phrase. So I think that has just blown up and people are just way overreacting to that.
They kind of doubled down, though. Javier Becerra, who's the Secretary of Health and Human Services, says the government is absolutely their right to know whether or not you've been vaccinated. And that raised a lot of, eyebrows, I think, when they kind of doubled down on this messaging that's clearly not popular.
All right, so here's one for the books. And this is not on the top 10. It's sort of an extra, but I think it needs a mention. There's a gay men's chorus in San Francisco that has a new song, contained in a video. We'll convert your children is what they eat.
It's real. And they sang it. Yeah. And, people went crazy. So they took it down because the backlash was real.
Was it on social media? Where did it show? On their website?
They sang it at an event. I mean, you can watch it. I mean, it was there. And,
is it like, we shall overcome?
It's a response to, like, religious freaks who say, we'll convert your children, conversion therapy, get to, pray the gay away. So it's their response of, oh, okay, fine. You want to convert our kids or us? We'll convert your children, too.
Good God.
It's total satire, but taken very wrong. Yeah.
But no one has a sense of humor. No one's smart enough to get satire.
Well, is there a sense of humor required on either side for this? If you want to believe it's satire, then the conversion,
well,
right.
It is satire. So
I know, but do both sides see it that way or both sides don't see it that way? That's really kind of the overview of we'll convert your children. You could, if it wasn't done by a gay men's chorus, you could apply it to a lot of religious groups that come around, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, whoever. Seventh-day Adventists knock on your door all the time, just like Joe Biden. Maybe they ought to all go out together and see what they can do.
I've
got
a South Park episode waiting to happen.
I'd watch it.
I would, too.
Pitch for conversion and vaccination at the same time. That's it.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Huh? How about that for an idea?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
All right. All right. This, by the way, just a quickie, speaking of TV, Pride and Prejudice is coming back. Did you see that?
No, it's a dating show. No. Yeah. It's the Pride and Prejudice reality dating show, and I am 100% watching it. It's The Bachelor, but it's like carriage rides and handwritten notes and dancing and stuff. Yeah, it's crazy.
Sounds crazy. All right, ladies, thank you. It's 10 before the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, 53 past the hour. It's time for our countdown of the top 5 items from the world of technology. We do this every week. At this time, the research done by Victoria Keelan and the reporting as well. So let's get to number 5, which is a focus on Airbnb.
Yep, Airbnb has blocked over 50,000 suspicious bookings across 15 U.S. cities this week as part of a crackdown on parties. They don't want any more parties in their property, and especially, you know, with COVID. And so the numbers show that the scale of Airbnb's enforcement action is actually working. Airbnb outlined which kinds of bookings its system will automatically block. This is what they've been doing, actually, since last July. If you're under the age of 25 and you don't have a history of using Airbnb and getting positive reviews, you're not allowed to book. Also, regardless of your age, if you're booking a large house that's in the same city or town that you live in, that's going to get flagged as well. So you're going to have to be really careful if you want to have a big, you know, Halloween party this year. People are trying to plan that already. And so Airbnb is just not playing around. They're just going to crack down on everything and not let you book. And it's going to put a damper on people's holiday plans.
Number 4 this week, folks being accused in the Capitol riot circumstances. What's the play on social media here?
Well, 49 people have been identified and accused of taking part in the January 6th Capitol riot. These specific people have been identified for trying to erase images, videos, and text messages from their phones and social media accounts. However, people think that they're deleting stuff, but they're really not. And unless you're really good and you know exactly what you're doing on how to just completely wipe a device clean, these people do not know that, and so they've all been busted. And so in some cases, they're being charged an additional charge of taking and damaging reporters' equipment who were documenting. You know, a lot of reporters were there filming all of this, and so some of these idiots went after the reporters and smashed their cameras, and they didn't want to have any, you know, any footage or documentation of them being there. The other part of it is the videos that have now been uncovered are completely going against what these people people have told the authorities. So their statements of, oh, I was just standing there peacefully protesting. Well, no, you weren't. There's video footage of you breaking into the Capitol. So it's more than 500 people have been arrested already, so it's continuing.
All right, number three on our list of the top items from the world of technology is something that involves the former president.
Yeah, so former President Trump has filed a proposed class action lawsuit against Facebook, Twitter, and Google, as well as the CEOs Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey, and Sundar Pichai. The lawsuits are 6 months after he was permanently or temporarily suspended from all three platforms. The problem, though, is that these lawsuits are going to go nowhere. This was basically just his attempt to get back in the news this week because he doesn't have a platform anymore. And putting out press releases doesn't really grab the public's attention. So he wants the courts to declare Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act unconstitutional. However, he also cited Section 230 as the legal justification for his lawsuit. So
lovely.
He's going to have to pick a side and stick with it.
Number two here, subpoenas for Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook is facing a lot of scrutiny with how they handle information, right? We know that. This goes all the way back to the first election that Trump won. And so this is going all the way back to 2016. Misinformation, Facebook is just a hotbed for it. So now the D.C. Attorney General has subpoenaed Facebook for documents and data to determine whether Facebook has actually kept its word about reducing vaccine misinformation. And why this is important is because research has shown that exposure to online COVID misinformation has actually made Americans less willing to be vaccinated. This is fake news. I've been saying this until I'm blue in the face. Don't get your news from Facebook. Unfortunately, people do, and they trust what, you know, some Facebook friend has posted. And here we go. So now the government wants to step in to make sure Facebook is actually making good on that promise.
Right. Okay, big story, biggest story of the week, the ransomware attacks. More, yeah. more, it's not better.
This was another huge attack. It happened just before the holiday, the 4th of July holiday weekend. Kaseya is the software company. It's an IT management service company. They were hit by this ransomware attack. The people behind it, and we still don't know exactly who's behind it, but they're demanding $70 million in Bitcoin. Revil, which is the group that has been responsible for, you know, other major ransomware attacks, they claim that they're behind this. However, a lot of, you know, researchers are saying that they're kind of skeptical about that. They think that there's more to the story. But right now, it could be about 1,000 businesses have been affected.
All right, there it is. Overview of the top five items this week. Counting them down from number five to number one. Kind of cool. Thank you for the info, Victoria. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.